There's one at my desk.
Well, that's one of them.
Yeah.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Sorry, what did you say?
Hello?
You say Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just got a message from our front desk lady.
Is this Jason?
Told me to call it. Oh, this is Pat with John Curtis Design.
Okay, how's it going, Pat? Yeah, I was just following up on a, you know, an offer we mailed out about some equipment and capital to kind of touch base and see what you guys are doing out there.
When did you do that?
What do you mean, did I do that?
No, I'm just trying to, I can't understand her handwriting. All it says is, it looks like it's a Cardiff equipment.
It's, no, it was about some equipment. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank.
Okay, I didn't. Did you guys talk to me a while ago?
I think we did, actually. Can I just get the name of your business real quick? I'll pull up your file, too.
Okay, John Curtis Design.
John Curtis Design. Perfect. Yeah, I gotcha. And then, I mean, do you got any big plans or anything coming up?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm just a lowly worker. I do the purchasing, too, but, most of this stuff is handled by Kathy. Anything financial-wise, at least. I just buy stuff.
I see.
It comes down the line, yes. This was the people that I talked to about equipment loans.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we do equipment and capital as well. So, you know, if you need some cash, we can get that for you, too.
Okay. Again, if you could send an email to Kathy.
Yeah.
I believe I gave you guys her info. She didn't get it. She couldn't find it because when John asked me about it again, we were trying to locate the email and she couldn't find it. So now that I have more information in front of me now, I can locate it.
Yeah, for sure. What's a good email for her?
It's Kathy, Kathy, at johncurtisdesign.com.
Design.com, right?
Yep.
And then, I mean, how's everything going for you guys this summer? You guys, you know, staying busy out there?
Yep. Very busy all the time.
That's good to hear, though, right?
Here. So,
you got any big plans?
It's good. Sometimes it drives you nuts.
Yeah, I can understand that, but, I mean, rather to be busy than, you know, not busy, right?
Yeah, I guess that totally works.
You guys got any big plans for, I know, you know, with all the business you guys are having this year?
Well, we've got a spray booth coming, and then we're looking at some other stuff. That's why I figure I'll pass this on to Kathy, and she can go through all the paperwork and whatnot, and then it'll go to John. John owns the company.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll tell me, oh, Pat, here we've got a, you know, a company we're working with. We need to get, you know, Vision Pro Brailler Engraver, and I'll be like, okay, good, $28,000. And then,
I see. Goes down the tree, right?
Yep.
I gotcha. Do you guys, is there like a typical time of year that you guys do like to, you know, evaluate equipment too and finances, or just kind of like as needed?
Towards the end of the year, but usually as needed, because at the end of the year, it's something where we can look at our profits.
Yeah, and take advantage of that tax write-off.
Oh, look, you know, we made some money this year. Time to buy equipment before the end of the year.
Yep, I was just going to say that. Take advantage of the 179 write-off, right?
Yep. So.
That's good to hear.
That's only the best time. So.
Right. Well, I'll shoot her over an email. Did she maybe mention any equipment in the near future you guys might be looking to bring on before the, you know, the fall and winter come on out there?
Yep.
What was it you guys were looking at?
Brailers, engravers, CNC, laser.
So quite a bit.
Yeah, because we're tired of relying on vendors.
Yeah, I can imagine that, and I mean, get the work done yourself, right?
Yep.
How much was all that looking for, or going to run you guys, like just a ballpark general for all of them?
For the two units, it'd probably be about 100.
And those are the only two you guys are looking to bring on, you know, coming up pretty soon.
At the moment, yeah.
When are you guys looking to do that by, too?
What?
When are you looking to do that by?
Well, it's just it's one of those things that depends on what kind of I guess, all on Kathy and John, what kind of interest they have in financing equipment versus just buying it when, you know, when they save the money to buy it. So, because it took a while just to get a spray booth here. So, it all falls on them if he wants to risk it, if he doesn't, if he wants to, you know, take on debt.
Yeah, I understand that. Do you guys have...
I usually would just use our profits to pay for stuff like that, but I'm not in charge of the money, so...
Right. But, I mean, it's kind of a good way to leverage your accounts, too. You know, you can kind of use our cash to get that instead of your own.
Yeah.
So. Did you guys have a...
Best bet is to email Kathy, because I know what we need, mm-hmm. I know what we can get, but it all starts with them even having the interest in doing so.
Right, right. Is there maybe a good time I could get in contact with her?
Kathy will be here today between 10 and 2.
Okay. Could you just leave her with my number and have her give me a call, too, if she has a chance, and I'll shoot over her email?
Sure. Let me find somewhere to write this down. All right. Actually, I have your number, so it's on my thing. I already got
it.
But do you have an extension specifically?
No, that's my direct dial, so if you want to just give her that number. Do you guys have a vendor you were looking to, you know, get those on through, too?
Particularly... Vision is the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
They make CNCs and stuff like that kind of automated equipment. And then the laser, we were looking through Universal or Kern, or there's a couple different companies. They're all pretty much the same. It's just, you know, they all get the parts from the same people. They just slap their name on it. It's who's got the better customer service. So.
Right. No, I feel it.
Yeah.
Have they given you a quote on those too? Or?
We did a while ago, yeah. So I have a quote that's probably not as ineffective now because it was from last year for a unit. It probably hasn't jumped much, and if it has, but the quote I have, you know, I'm looking at $60,000 for one unit, $30,000 for another, and then give or take, you know, increases in costs and stuff like that since last year.
Right. And then was there a timeline for that quote, too, or is it still pretty good? I know you said it was a little bit there.
I think those timeline, the quotes on those things are only up for good for 90 days, but Leslie, my name is Leslie Calhoun over at Vision, typically sends me an email every now and then asking if there's anything they can do. I let them know I'm still on the fence, still waiting, trying to hear what we're going to do. I mean, it's before and after. I mean, we're in a bigger space now.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do things on our own. Before it was, we had a small space, we were perfectly fine subbing out a lot of work, so.
Right, I understand that. Well, we do have a really fast turnaround over here, too, and typically, you know, with a real smooth process, we can fund in about 48, so.
Okay. Well, for sure, I'll pass this along to her, and I'll have her give you a call, because that's probably why the whole time I didn't hear or understand, because John had you guys, you called, he had you guys call me back the following day, and he told me it was KeyBank. And I'm like, okay, so I never asked who you guys were. So when I told Kathy to look, I was like, look for KeyBank, because John said it was KeyBank. And I'm like, okay.
No, they're a big bank. They're like, you know, consumer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so now that I know
like
it's not KeyBank, it's Cardiff Bank.
Yep.
I'll pass that along.
Yep, for sure. Well,
she might even actually be able to find it right away.
Yeah, we're Bank of Cardiff, too. But I'll shoot her over an email. You know, she'll have it fresh on the inbox. And then I'll probably give her a call later on this afternoon if I don't hear back from her, because I know you guys got all this coming up, you know, pretty soon.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, man. Well, thanks for giving me a call back, and it was nice catching up with you.
All right, have a good one.
You too, man.